for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Yes, come in.
Good evening, Stephanie.
Monsieur Olstein. Appointment time was 8 o'clock. At your request. It's 9:15.
My apologies. I had some unexpected business to tend to.
In our line of work, business can be very unexpected. Please have a seat. Would you like to stay for supper?
Oh, no. Thank you. I won't take up too much of your time. I have come to offer you my help.
A day late and a dollar short. As usual.
Beg pardon?
Thank you for the offer, but why would I ever need your help?
You are betting against yourself, Stephanie. That is not good business.
My business is none of your business.
Okay. I'll just come out and ask, what is your connection with that missing girl?
My business is none of your business.
As a community, we must all work together to protect one another. And the two black men and one woman, they have lynched a senseless search is a major concern for our community. Don't you agree, Madame Sinclair?
Those lynchings have nothing to do with this case.
Yes. You have given every no-good copper the incentive to stop any car with a white girl in it from here to Florida. Do you know how many black men are chauffeurs? Those white boys are having a field day, and that reward money in a redneck with a rope is just itching.
As if they needed an incentive.
I will take 2 of your books off your hands to pay for more discreet detectives. Negro detectives.
You're going to send Negroes to look for a white girl?
I told you, they will be much more discreet than the au fait you hired.
I will call up the hands, but I will not give you 2 of my books.
This search is a big expense that you cannot afford. The pay, gas money, meals, it all adds up.
How do I know? You don't ever.
Why would I need to kidnap some girl?
Because you know she is very close and dear to me.
Is she? I didn't know that until just now.
My customers are loyal and superstitious. They will never play their numbers with you.
They won't even know I hold their policies. All your same people will do the crunching and running. I'll just provide the payouts, if anything hits.
And you'll see to it that none of the numbers hit?
We'll see how things go.
I will take down the reward. You can hold one of my books to cover expenses, but you have to promise me you will not stop searching for her until she is found.
I promise.
Where are we? Ugh, these mosquitoes. And this humidity is ruining my hair.
It's too dark to read the signs, but I believe we're just outside of Pittsburgh, a few miles from the Ohio border.
Ohio? I thought we were going to Atlantic City.
Change of plans. The coppers all along the eastern seaboard are looking for you.
Aren't they looking for you too?
You're a girl. There's more at stake. We're going to Chicago.
I don't want to go to Chicago. I've had enough of this. Take me home.
Can't turn around now. We're halfway there.
We agreed on Atlantic City. I don't want to be so far away from my friends and family.
What family?
You take me back to Connecticut this instant, Charles DuPont. I would rather be at that drafty, uptight boarding school than travel another inch through these dirt fields and back roads.
Jesus, Michelle, we are out in the middle of nowhere in the middle of the night. I am not turning around now.
You turn this hay burner around right now and take me home. I've had enough of this expedition. It's not at all what I expected.
You think I expected this? I'm facing imprisonment for taking a minor across state lines.
That's ridiculous.
You ever heard of the Mann Act?
No one will arrest you. I gave consent.
Your consent doesn't matter. You're a minor.
Well, your family will never let you go to prison.
I hope not. Michelle, we gotta keep going. Once we get settled in Chicago, I'll write my family to send me some money. All we need is to lay low for a few weeks until you turn 16.
I'm sorry, Charles. I shouldn't have been in such a rush. But I just couldn't stand that school anymore. And her family was so kind to me. I just desperately wanted to be a part of such a wonderful family, and now... Oh, dear.
We'll be fine. You'll be legal, and then we can get married. Everything will be on the up and up. We can start living our lives together.
Oh, Charles, you still love me, don't you?
I just said I was going to marry you, didn't I?
Oh, Charles.
Hey, I gotta keep my eyes on the road.
Mrs. Michelle Mondesir DuPont. I can't wait to start our new lives together.
I can't drive anymore without getting some rest. And we passed a sign for a joint about a mile back.
Well, good. I could certainly use a nice hot bath and a soft bed to sleep in. Why, everyone's colored. We can't stay here.
Sure we can. My money is good anywhere. Excuse me.
Yes?
Do you have a room available for the evening?
Sure do. How long you want it for?
The entire evening.
Two rooms.
Two rooms?
There are two of us, so we need two rooms.
Let me check.
I'm not so sure about this place, Charles. It looks a bit...
like a house of prostitution.
I am getting out of here.
Don't be a Dora. We're only sleeping here for a few hours.
How dare you even suggest? I will sleep in the car.
Miss Gladys will give you her bedroom. It is grand and has a large bed and a pull-out bed. Two beds, $2 for the evening. She'll even throw in dinner for 50 cent more.
What's on the menu?
Menu? Miss Gladys just fried up some catfish and okra.
I detest fish.
Sounds delicious. I will be staying. Miss, Mary here would rather retire in our automobile.
Oh, alrighty then. Let me show you to your room, mister. I'll put on fresh linens while you eat your supper. Oh, hey, you don't have to knock. You can just come in.
May I use your restroom, please?
My what?
Your powder room? Water closet? Toilet?
Oh, you can just go anywhere. I prefer those bushes over there.
Where do all of your customers go?
The bushes on the other side of the house? It's dark over there. I'll hold the door open for you, so you can get a little light.
How humiliating. May I have some water to freshen up?
Got it all ready for you. Here you go. How do you manage to keep your hair so straight?
This is not as straight as it usually is. It's just the humidity. Once I get it done, it'll look more decent.
I can press it for you if you want.
No,
I do not want. Why would I ever want to do that?
If it gets too curly, won't your Mr. Friend suspect something?
Suspect what?
Oh, never mind.
Suspect what? That my hair is curly?
Yes, that's it. That your hair is curly. Don't worry. I won't tell anyone. I better get back to work.
You won't tell anyone what?
I won't tell anyone your secret.
What secret? What do you know about me? Have you read the papers?
Why would you be written about in the papers? Oh, you're an actress. That's why you're passing.
Passing what?
Passing for white. No one will tell you, Mr. Friend. Although all of us can take one look at you and see that you're colored.
I'm what? I am not colored. Just because my hair is a little wavy does not mean I'm some nappy-headed pickaninny.
Oh, no, miss. I'm so sorry. I have to get back to work.
You listen to me, girl. I am not colored, you hear? I am white. There are no secrets between me and my friend or anyone. Do you hear me?
I'm sorry, miss. I understand. Please, can I go back to my work?
What's that?
It's a raid.
A what?
Miss Gladys probably didn't make her payments this month. This is their way of getting their money.
You mean the cops raid the place just to get money from Miss Gladys?
Thought they were gonna let us go this month. Should have known better. Stay with me.
I will not stay with you. I'm going back to my automobile.
Where do you think you're going?
I only came here to use the... to freshen up. I do not work here.
Sure thing, doll. Line up with the others.
Why? I never...
Just keep your mouth shut and stay with me.
My heavens, Charles! Wear your clothes! And who is this floozy you're with?
Who are you calling a floozy? Tramp?
It's nothing, and don't call me Charles.
Would you please put on your clothes?
I'm trying.
All right, everyone in the wagon. Come on, keep it moving.
How undignified. Do you know who this young man is?
Quiet, Mary.
Charles DuPont, of the Delaware DuPonts.
Not true. Not true.
It is so. I met your parents. All of you officers of the law will be on a soup line next week.
You keep your trap shut. You want these guys to keep me for ransom?
Okay, yeah. DuPont, Astor, Carnegie, whoever you are. Into the wagon you go. Keep it moving. You, the dolphin. You can ride in the front with me.
No, thank you. I'll ride in the back with,
Shirley. Nice to meet you.
Yes, Shirley.
Okay. Hey, wait a minute. You look mighty familiar. You sure this is your first bust?
My first and your last. I will have your head on a spike for this.
Yeah. Okay, sweetheart. Just get in the wagon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Greetings, fans of the esoteric, and welcome to the trailer for Madame Magenta Sonus Mystica. Hang on, why am I doing my own trailer?
Where will the people want to see their star, my dear?
No one can see me, Bernard. This is a podcast.
Oh.
You know what? I should have that deep voice chap doing this. You know the one. What's his name?
Oh, the strange name.
Yes. Like a fruit.
Red pepper. That's yes. It. Yes.
In a world where something, something, something.
That's the one. Oh, it's quite sexy, Bernard.
Ew.
Save that for later.
No, I'm not sure I can keep it up.
You've never had a problem before.
That was a very clever joke.
Yes.
I am a very turgid man.
You are? I'm going to make a cup of tea. You do the trailer.
Oh, right you are.
In a world...
Earl Grey or normal?
Earl Grey, please.
In a world where ghosts and angels walk amongst us...
Float! They float!
Float amongst us stands one woman, Magenta.
Oh, God, my bloody spirit guide's frozen the milk again. It's going to have to be iced tea, I'm afraid.
Oh, all right, fair enough.
Psychic, medium...
my throat... Magenta? I can't do this anymore.
Bernard, you won't get nodules. You're not Adele.
Well, actually, interestingly enough, that wasn't nodules. That was an exploding polyp.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine that? Ew. Exploding polyp. Anyway, that's not why I can't do the trailer anymore.
Oh. Do you mean...
Yes, the angelic manifestation by the dog bed, yes.
Here we go again. What do you want?
From the makers of Mockery Manor comes Madame Magenta, Sonos Mystica. For all fans of the esoteric. Available now wherever you get podcasts.